Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Okay, hi guys, we're back with the next interview for today here at Punk Rock Holiday, and we're having a guest here with us from Wilhelm Scream. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Could you please introduce yourselves to our listeners so they can recognize your voices?
Sure. My name is Trevor Riley. I play guitar in Wilhelm.
My name is Nicholas Pasquale Angelini, and I play drums in Wilhelm Scream.
Yeah. Hi and welcome. Do you arrive today, or are you on tour right now?
Yeah, we're about two and a half weeks into a tour of Europe and the UK. And we just got to Punk Rock Holiday about a couple hours ago, right? Would you say?
I'd say, yeah, probably about a couple hours ago.
Yeah, and it's been wet, wild fun out here.
Yeah, it's kind of wet today.
Indeed,
yeah.
Indeed. I was just down by the river. It's not that muddy. It's you can dodge all the puddles if you walk on the rocks.
Yeah, there are even like some crazy guys rafting on the river right now, which is kind of weird, I think, because of the current. So, we thought about asking you to perform a Wilhelm Scream, but probably you get asked that a lot, I think, yeah?
Oh, asked to perform the Wilhelm Scream?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like a meow.
Yeah, I don't really know what it sounds like, to be honest with you.
Okay, we thought you
I should probably look that up today.
Yeah. We'll just watch Star Wars or Indiana Jones every time somebody gets shot or whipped. Yeah. That's pretty much happens. Like,
Yeah, I can't perform it, but I think...
Similar. Yeah. That's like a David Lee Roth mix-up, mash-up.
Yeah. your last album is from 2013, I think, the Party Crasher album. Is there some new stuff coming up in the next foreseeable time?
Yeah. We're writing songs. We're just starting to write and... get the building a new studio to record it in and everything, so kind of taking our time with that, and everybody's writing kind of demos on their own and everything. Yeah. And
so when can we expect the new stuff coming out?
What do you think, Nick?
I'd say before 2018.
Before 2018, okay.
Yes, before then.
Maybe okay. 2019. Yeah.
So, hey guys.
Hi.
I'll be picking up. I'm from a Belgian sign, endurance sign, and the guys from Punk Rockers Radio invited me here to ask you some questions as well.
Awesome.
So really cool from those guys. It's a very cliche question, but is there any story or moment you had on tour that's stick by with you forever? That you like, remember that one sick tour that you did?
Anything come to mind, Nick?
Just the tornado.
Yeah. We always think of the things that almost killed us first, you know? You know, a tornado, we outran a tornado. Nick here was behind the wheel. We outran that sucker. We celebrated after we got out of that one. That was a tight spot. That was memorable. What was the other time we almost died? In the
North Dakota snow situations too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Snowy North Dakota spin outs. Yep. That's pretty gnarly. What else? Oh yeah, the time we were in the Basque Country and the tire flew off the van and we went skidding down the highway. And it was pounding rain, like harder than it's raining today.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because it's raining pretty hard today, so.
Yeah. A dude picked us up, like, in a flatbed truck and put us, you know, put all our stuff on there. And then one of the, like, we kind of, like, rode in the cab with him, and, like, he didn't speak much English at all, and he spoke Basque, which is not even really all that similar to Spanish.
No, it's not.
It was
their own little language they have. So
yeah, and then I just remember the sun coming up, and we're turning into his garage with the huge gates and the barbed wire fences and stuff, and it was like, whoa, I think we might die. We think we might die this morning.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah. Guy ended up being super cool though. Yeah, that guy was awesome. Shout out to that dude, wherever he's at. He saved the day.
He's
listening right now.
Yeah. I think you did a lot of touring during the existence of your band, and in the early years, you did a lot of touring with the big names, doing support shows for them. Is it more difficult to play support gigs than headlining gigs?
I don't know. It's kind of like the sets are way shorter. It's almost like a vacation or something.
I guess it's kind of easier then, right?
In that aspect, yeah. You just kind of go in, you just bang out the best, bang out the hits for a half an hour and then get the hell out.
Yeah, because we're always giving it 100% anyway, so it's not like we have to live up to somebody else's expectations, I guess, right?
So what do you prefer, headlining gigs or doing gigs with other bands together?
I like support gigs.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess since Nick's saying support gigs, I'll say headlining gigs, just so we can cover all our bases.
Yeah.
I like headlining too. It's fun.
I think it's kind of a big difference, because when you're headlining gigs, there are people there, especially for you. But when you're supporting like the big names, the people are there for the main band, which is kind of hard, I think.
It's cool when people know the deep cuts, from the records, stuff like that. I think that aspect's kind of cool. But then again, we'll play anytime. We don't really give a shit. We'll just play. We just love to play.
Yeah. I like being able to enjoy the show after we're done playing, to be finished playing and then kind of relax and watch the next band play. And it's with no pressure, being done with your job for the day and then being able to just be a fan for an hour or something,
Yeah.
Okay, guys, for my next question, I'm just going to list a few things. Just three things, and you have to pick one or both, and you have to say why. So, recording or touring?
Oof.
That's a tough one, right?
For me, writing and recording, I prefer, I would say. Nick?
I like touring. Touring is less pressure. Recording is a lot of pressure for me, because you're like under the microscope. Every little hiccup in when you're playing, it's very noticeable. Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
The second one is punk rock or hardcore punk?
Ooh. I don't know. I guess that depends on definition. Definition of hardcore punk. Or punk, for that matter. What does it all mean?
What's an example of a hardcore punk?
It can range from anything. It can go from Fugazi to a Wilhelm Scream with melodic hardcore.
So yeah, Fugazi and Wilhelm Scream. Okay, that I'm down. Yeah, yeah. Sold.
I like it. Let's go with that.
Okay, and then
do you know them?
That'd be nice. No, unfortunately not. And then last one, venues or festivals?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, I like it. Love both. Yeah, I know this is the lamest answers to the questions, but I'll explain why. Playing a club every day, it's like you kind of get into the motions of, okay, club, okay, load in, we do this, we do that, And you do that for a whole tour, and it'll be like, all right, it's kind of numbing, it can be a little numbing, mind-numbing maybe after a while, but if you sprinkle in some festivals like we're doing on this tour, it's awesome, because it's we played a club last night,
now we're doing a festival.
Intimate thing, a couple hundred kids there, whatever, and you know, everybody's sweaty as hell. It's super fun. Everything's fucking awesome. And then, you know, then the next night, you know, we'll come here to Punk Rock Holiday, you know? And then it's raining. Like way more, well, you know, rain, you know, even though it's raining, like it's still rad because, you know, it's very, you know, it's a different vibe because it's like very open spaces. You know what I mean? Like you just walk outside and then you're in the woods and you can go fuck off in the woods for an hour if you want to, or go down to the water. You know what I mean? Or just kind of like hang out. And you get to meet, you know, you get to run into so many bands and meet so many bands that you normally wouldn't play club shows with and stuff like that, you know. So to do both is ideal, which we're doing right now. So yeah, hooray for us, right, Nick?
Yeah, you nailed it on that one, man.
So you're a winner.
Nailed it. Yeah, we win. Winning. Winning.
A couple of minutes ago, we talked to Rikus from Antilectural, and he told us to ask you what the song Horse is about. He even predicted the answer. So what's the song Horse about?
The horse?
The horse, yeah.
Okay. I thought you said something else, right? The horse. The horse is a story about, you know, on the surface, yeah, it's a story about a horse called Wakes the Others.
Okay.
And, you know, you can go through life, you know, and the horse's life is kind of, you know, is pretty rough. You know, you get used up and then you're done, you know, you get used up for your best, you know, and then you're done, you know. So I kind of took that and it, you know, that idea, you know, of, you know, of the horse as kind of like a sort of like a, you know, a parallel of, you know, addictions and the things we do to ourselves and, you know, like drugs and, you know, gambling and okay. and you know, things of that nature, and you know, trying to triumph above that, so we don't, you know, use myself up and end up used for glue or something. You know what I mean?
Ah, okay, yeah.
What did he think it was about?
It was pretty much a short answer. He thought you would say the song of the horse is about a horse. Full stop.
Well, that's what Nuno says, because you know.
If you had a time machine, would you go 10 years back into the past or 10 years into the future?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Could we, like, jump back to the present? If we jump back to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can.
I would do the Marty McFly Back to the Future thing and buy, like, a fucking almanac or something, a sports almanac.
Oh, yeah, that would be a clever idea. Yeah,
yeah, and then I'll be set up for the next 10 years so I can just, like, enjoy my 10 years until we get to the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the future could be whatever the fuck it wants to be, because I'll be fucking rich off all that fucking sports money. Right?
Well said, Trevor Riley. Well said. Yeah.
We asked this question a lot, and that was pretty much the most clever answer yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, all right. We're killing this interview, Nick. It's going good.
Yeah, okay, so... we won't detain you any longer, so thanks for joining us, and have a good show. We are really looking forward to it.
Awesome.
And, yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you very much. Enjoy the punk rock holiday.
Yeah, we will, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your tour.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yow!
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.